One of the architects of Federal Labor's negative gearing policy says a recent slump in housing prices shouldn't deter the party from revamping the current system if it wins government. The recommendations in Richard Holden's report for the McKell Institute 3 years ago were adopted as policy by the federal opposition ahead of the 2016 election. The party is taking largely the same policy to the next election. In a new report released today, Mr. Holden says since his original report, growth in property prices has outpaced wage growth, and that something must be done to level the playing field between owner-occupiers and property investors. David Sparks reports.
Economist Richard Holden says the challenge facing Australians hoping to buy their first home has become even tougher in the last 3 years. Sydney's median house price has gone from $880,000 to $945,000. In most jurisdictions around Australia, the ratio between home prices and the average income has continued to grow, and the number of first home buyers entering the market has flatlined.
If you look at what's happened since 2015, owner-occupiers are still at a disadvantage relative to investors, and the budget bottom line cost of negative gearing has gone up by $1.6 billion. In fact, in the last year, it's gone up by that amount. So the case is stronger than ever before.
Mr. Holden is not calling for all negative gearing to be abolished. Under his proposal, negative gearing would only be abolished for investors who buy an existing dwelling after the changes take effect. Investors who bought their property before the changes would be able to continue negative gearing, and investors who buy a newly constructed dwelling would still be able to take advantage of the practice. He says unlike the current rules, his model would encourage the construction of new dwellings, which would boost employment and drive up supply in the market.
Negative gearing is largely around and is almost exclusively used at the moment. More than 90% of it is used for existing properties. So it does nothing to boost construction. Our plan, on the other hand, allows negative gearing to continue going forward for new properties. So our plan actually gives a boost to construction.
Mr. Holden predicts prices would continue to grow under his proposed changes, but at a slower rate. The Property Council of Australia has long opposed changes to negative gearing. Chief Executive Officer Ken Morrison says with prices starting to fall in some capital cities, scaling back negative gearing could have dire consequences for the market.
There hasn't been any modelling around the impact that this would have on rents. There hasn't been an assessment of what would happen to new construction if you increase capital gains tax by 50% as proposed. And there hasn't been any assessment of what would happen if you brought in these changes in a declining market.
While many in the real estate industry warn Mr. Holden's proposal could spark a crash in property prices, his recommendations formed the backbone of Labor's negative gearing policy at the 2016 election, and the party is sticking with the same model ahead of next year's election. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says the policy has support within the electorate.
Well, I certainly think it's just as important now as it was then. Negative gearing needed to be reformed 3 years ago when Bill Shorten and I announced it, and it needs to be reformed now. And no amount of scare campaign from the government will change the fundamentals that our reforms are good for the budget, good for first home buyers, and good for financial stability.
And that's the Federal Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, ending that report by David Sparks.